Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 23rd episode of Style Soul Podcast. And today's episode is Land Your Dream Career by Styling with Intention. So, as I mentioned in my previous podcast, every week we are going to cover a different life area. And I will let you know how to get the energy stirred up to work in your favor. And I'll also be giving you decor tips in your space as well as wardrobe tips. So today we are going to highlight some of the tips for your career area. This is such a popular topic. People just want to know about this one all the time. So I'm going to start with the career area first. You enhance this area if you, let's say, you want to advance in your career. You want to land your dream job, land your dream career. You want to start a business, anything related to career. So the cool thing is your living space can actually support you in your desire. I mean, how awesome is that? Just knowing this information is so awesome that you can enhance your life area and your wardrobe, help you attract what you want. So let's get started. So to locate the career area of your space, we are going to start with your front entryway. So as you're walking in through your front door, it would be the middle area of the wall of your front door area. So let's say your front door is smack in the middle of the wall, that is your career area. If it's slightly to the left or the right, it would be the center of that wall. So the center of your entranceway is the career area of your space. So when you walk into this area, first off, very, very important, you want to make sure it's clean and clear in your entryway. So let's say your front entryway of your home, you want to make sure it is clean. The entryway coming into your space, clean, clutter-free, that is utmost important. And if you live in an apartment, no clutter in this area. Don't throw your shoes or your coat on the floor in this area. You want to make sure it's clean and clear. Super duper important. Okay, so I want to tell you, black is the power color for this area, and water is the power element for this area. So you want to make sure to have both of these items here. I'm going to give you a few tips. I mean, I could talk about this topic all day long. I have so much to say on it. There is chock full of info here. But again, I'm just going to be giving you some highlights and tips. Okay? So let's get started. You can use black decor items such as pillows or slip covers or a blanket. And you could have pictures in a black frame in this area. And paintings of an ocean or a waterfall is very auspicious in this area. So let's say perhaps you're moving to have a closer commute for your job, or maybe you're relocating for a new job. You would love to do this. Add a copy of the business card for the company you're going to be working for in this area. Okay, and also if you're starting your own business, you want to put symbols of that in this area. If you're starting a course for your business or embarking on a new endeavor for your business, put any symbolism of that here. Okay, or maybe you're going to be commuting by bus or train for your job. You want to keep a copy of the schedule in this area to ensure for a smooth commute. And believe me, I've tried this one and it really, really does work. Some of us have nightmares with the commutes, with the late trains and buses, and that tends to happen. I'm not going to say that that never happens ever again, but for the most part, it's pretty smooth. So that's a good thing. And then also you want to add symbols of your profession and decor items that represent your career. So let's say that you are a writer. Put symbols of being a writer in that area. Okay? Or if, you know, you're an artist, put symbols of that there. Okay? They have a lot of cool decor out these days with the, you know, the typewriter prints and, you know, framed picture prints for any profession anyone is in. So just blend it into your home decor in this area. You will not believe the changes this produces. Also, mirrors are very favorable in this area because they represent the water element. So again, blend in symbols into this area. You know, again, they don't have to be visual. I mean, if you have, you know, people coming over that you feel won't be too supportive of your new endeavor and, you know, you really want to keep your energy high during this process. And naysayers will just damper your mood. So I'm just telling you that off the bat. So you want to keep it visual on a regular basis, but it can also be behind a picture or a frame or, you know, under a vase. Just knowing that that symbol is there and the color vibration is there, it will work in your favor. So again, it can be behind items, but just seeing it visually really stirs up the energy in you. So just to give that point to you. And then the cool thing is, I also want to give you tips for your wardrobe. So black and dark blue are the ideal colors to blend into your wardrobe, as these colors represent the water element. So these colors are great to wear when you're going to an interview or going for a presentation, or you're doing some sort of event with your career. So if you don't like these colors, it doesn't have to be your entire outfit. You could blend these colors in with your accessories. So men, a black or navy tie, socks, boxer shorts, as long as it's someplace on you, it will work in your favor. Ladies, again, we could do so much with the wardrobe. We can use black slacks or a navy pantsuit. You know, if you're not a big fan of these colors, again, you can use them in different ways. You can wear a nice silk scarf that's navy or black, or with a print of navy and black together. Lingerie, enough said. And it will empower you. Knowing that it's there, it's actually kind of cool. You just know that it's on you and that it's working in your favor, and that will even boost your confidence even more. You can also wear a chunky necklace or a blue bracelet. Just having these colors on you during this process will work. So also, you want to keep a trinket or a charm of some sort of your career endeavor as well, or a business card. You keep the business card on you as well, or if you want to start a business, I would suggest making up a business card and keeping that on you in a business card holder in your pocketbook or in your wallet. Very, very powerful. And also, it also comes down to your mindset. I want you to take another step and make a mantra for yourself. This mantra will keep you on track because it will help keep you focused in the midst of your everyday going about areas. I mean, you know, every day we have so much hustle and bustle and we get sidetracked and, you know, we just kind of let things go. We're not focused on what we want to achieve. But by having a mantra that you focus on internally, you go about your day and it empowers you. So I want you to say to yourself, you know, create one that works for you, that resonates with you. I am attracting my dream job. And as you're walking, as you're driving, as you're cleaning, you say, I am attracting my dream job. I am attracting my dream career. I am attracting my dream business, whatever it is for you. And just say it to yourself over and over, and you will feel a vibrational difference in your body. You can also say, you know, I am going to the next level in my profession. I'm going to the next level in my profession. Just repeat it to yourself over and over throughout your day. And you will see how much more on track you will feel. Okay? And you could also say, my career is taking off. I love it. Just say it to yourself regularly, and you will see what changes this makes. Definitely, just believe, make it your intention. Again, the intention is the most important part here. Keep your intention strong and keep the faith and believe you will land your dream career. Okay, and also I want to remind you about the style giveaways. We are picking our winner next week. So you want to sign up at www.barbaraculkin.com for a chance to win the style giveaway. Good luck, guys. If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the style scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.